Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says President Biden's administration is at war with Alaska over resource development. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that was a primary message yesterday as Senator Sullivan gave an address to state legislators in Juneau. Sullivan said Alaska's economy benefited from a series of Trump administration decisions, including on development of the Willow Project in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and building a road between King Cove and Cold Bay, both of which he says are now under attack.
Alaska is always the gift that national Democratic administrations give their extreme radical environmental supporters.
This year is the first time Sullivan, a Republican, has been in the minority caucus in the U.S. Senate. And with Democrats controlling both Congress and the White House, he says he will be strategic.
We need to look for ways to gain ground where we can.
Sullivan said support in Alaska for developing projects like the oil discovery at Willow hasn't been partisan.
We need all of your help, especially our Democratic friends in the legislature. You all have powerful voices. Please underscore the importance of Willow in any and all conversations you have with any Biden administration officials.
Sullivan did highlight some Biden administration actions which benefit Alaska, including a decision to build a dock, pier, and office in Ketchikan to serve as the home port for a NOAA research vessel. A Fairbanks teacher has been put on administrative leave for comments made during a class. Lathrop High School officials say they were notified last Wednesday by a parent about, quote, racially insensitive comments. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District has not publicly named the teacher, but a 15-minute video of the class posted online shows a woman teacher identified as Ms. Gardner. Connie Gardner is a special education teacher at Lathrop. The video shows her leading a conversation about police killing black people, including the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin. Gardner does not defend Chauvin, but says Floyd would be alive if he had complied with police orders.
I'm an old white lady, and if the cops came up to me and said, ma'am, put your hands behind your back, you're going to jail, I'll put my hands behind my back.
Referring to her students, Gardner also comments on how to dress to avoid trouble with police.
Look at how you guys are dressed. You guys are dressed nicely. You don't look like thugs. You don't have your pants down around your knees.
Later in the conversation, one of the students' parents watching the online class interjects and challenges Gardner.
I just disagree with the conversation in whole. I feel like this is something that, you know, Gardner, I don't feel like you're really able to address with you being a white woman. You know, I am a woman of color.
That's where you're wrong.
I am a woman of color.
School district spokesperson Yumi McCulloch says the Lathrop principal notified the district about the comments last week.
Principal Sween contacted the district human resources department, EEO, and the superintendent's office. And then following that, an investigation was opened and the teacher was placed on administrative leave.
In a letter to parents Friday, Lathrop High School principal Carly Sween said she and assistant principal Clarice Mingo met with students in the class to discuss what happened. McCulloch said that the high school will continue to communicate with the students while the Human Resources Department conducts an investigation.
Lathrop administration continues to meet with students and parents regarding these types of issues to provide support for parents and students alike.
Under their contract with the district, teachers are protected while an investigation is ongoing. Sandra Ryan is president of the Fairbanks Education Association.
We'll follow the investigative procedure, so there's an advocate assigned by FBA, and that advocate will meet with the member and making sure that their rights in the contract are followed at all times.
KUAC emailed Ms. Gardner yesterday seeking comment but did not get a response. The State Department of Public Safety has yet to release any additional information since reporting a week ago that a tip led to human remains being found inside a partially buried freezer off the Toke Cutoff. DPS spokesperson Gretchen Weiss-Brooks said yesterday that an investigation continues, but it's likely there will not be an update for, quote, at least the next few days, if not longer, unquote. Weiss-Brooks adds that DPS understands the case is of great interest to the public and that updates will be provided as soon as possible. The freezer and remains were recovered last week and taken to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage. The Fairbanks North Star Borough continues to lead Alaska with new COVID-19 cases. According to a State Department of Health and Social Services summary released yesterday, the borough's two-week daily new case average is 50 per 100,000 people. The next closest is the Mat-Su region at 27. The DHSS summary lists 264 new COVID cases statewide for the Friday through Sunday timeframe, including 70 in Anchorage, 64 in Fairbanks, 29 in Wasilla, and 21 in North Pole. Other interior region cases included 2 in Delta Junction and 1 in the Yukon-Koyukuk census area. There are also 7 new non-resident cases statewide, including 1 in Fairbanks. The DHSS announced a new Alaska resident COVID death. The Wasilla man in his 50s was the 342nd known Alaskan COVID-19 fatality. There were 4 new virus hospitalizations over the 3-day span, with 61 confirmed and 5 suspected COVID patients hospitalized statewide. 9 were on ventilators. As of Sunday, the Fairbanks North Star Borough's COVID-19 dashboard said local virus hospitalizations averaged 13 over the prior 3 days. A fire heavily damaged a large commercial building in South Fairbanks yesterday. The Monday afternoon blaze at C&R Pipe and Steel near the intersection of Alta Way and South Cushman Street drew a response from the City of Fairbanks Fire Department with assistance from the University, Fort Wainwright, Chena Goldstream, and Steese departments. City of Fairbanks spokesperson Teal Soden says no one was hurt in the fire, but the structure will, quote, pretty much be a total loss. Soden says the fire marshal is investigating the cause of the blaze. An agreement between the University of Alaska Fairbanks Community and Technical College and Fort Wainwright will improve child and youth services for soldiers' families and help military spouses earn credit toward an early childhood education degree. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The agreement signed Friday by representatives of Fort Wainwright and UAF's Community and Technical College will directly benefit the spouses of soldiers assigned to the Interior's 2 Army installations who want to earn a degree in early childhood education.
As part of a continuing effort for us to improve the community education and employment opportunities for our employees, as well as continue to improve the quality of life for the soldiers, families, and civilians here at U.S. Army Garrison Alaska and throughout the Fairbanks North Star Borough area.
Garrison Commander Colonel Christopher Ruga says the agreement will enable military spouses to get 13 credits toward an early childhood education degree from the CTC after they complete child and youth services training at Fort Wainwright or Fort Greeley.
It helps us meet our staffing goals as we are able to recruit new employees and with additional incentives of educational opportunities, as well as helping the Fairbanks community improve their child care capabilities.
Good child care is in demand everywhere, and a CTC faculty member says the college's nationally accredited program can help spouses develop a career in the field.
It encourages spouses, and it means that more employees can come to work in the children and youth services.
Patty Merritt is an early childhood education professor and program advisor at the university.
I think as spouses get more training, it creates more slots for families.
The agreement signed during Friday's ceremony on Fort Wainwright formalizes a program that's been underway for 4 years. Merritt says the deal will help spouses complete an associate's degree in early childhood education more quickly. She says it'll also benefit the university by boosting overall enrollment.
From the university perspective, this is just wonderful community involvement, and a partnership with the military here is absolutely critical.
In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.